Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond. Because it's no holds barred.
Will you back down, turn and run? Or stand up with the best?
It's no holds barred.
Is this episode 66?
No holds barred, the podcast.
My goodness. That's like the Mario Lemieux number. Does that name mean anything for you?
I think he was a golfer.
Yeah. Well, he did play golf. Yes. He's very good at golfing. Mario the Magnificent. It's that time of the year, the month again.
Oh no.
Yeah. But we're going to rank the guys.
Right, that time too.
For the month. Yes. Also, I'm bleeding everywhere. But it's mosquito bites. I can't stop scratching them by accident.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, there's none in my ass, thankfully, but everywhere else.
All right, so listen, once a month we go through and rank the greatest workers of the WWE pay-per-view month in order. So we're into September. Our last episode was a good one. We did all the best SummerSlam workers. Something tells me this will not be as exciting. But we'll
look, this was hard. Again, a bit of a peek behind the curtain when we're kind of like talking about guys who we're going to talk about. One of the first things we look for is like who has a great match in September.
Right.
And it's kind of slim pickings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like WrestleMania or the SummerSlam where there's like a ton to choose from.
Right, right.
And then even then, they don't jump out at you necessarily. Like, they're kind of like, I find a lot of the great matches from September are like sneaky ones. It's like, oh, yeah, that was good. Like, those kind of matches, you know?
Well, let's see how it all lines up.
Yep. And so far, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I haven't really given it any that much thought yet, but there is something interesting in that. Are we going to have our first repeat winner tonight?
Right. We have not had one yet.
No, we've done 8 months and we have a different guy winning each month, not on purpose.
Correct. So let's see tonight who the winner is. So I've randomized the list. We have 25 competitors to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we don't usually start with one of the potential winners, but we are because the random list brought it up. And that's Shawn Michaels. So,
greatest of all time.
Yes, obviously. September 95 is in the triple header match with Diesel against Bulldog in that one, which is very good. I mean, Bulldog and Yokozuna. All-time classic in 96 against Mankind.
Yep.
A great match against The Undertaker at Ground Zero in 97.
Great sprint that gets forgotten.
Yep, yep. 03, I believe he fights Randy Orton.
Yeah, good match.
Good match. 04, he fights Kane, which is fine.
Very good. Surprisingly good.
One of Kane's best.
Yep.
05, what do we got at 05?
Chris Masters.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad either.
I like it. I love the start with Michaels posing and Masters trying to put on the master lock.
Yes, yes. 06, I believe, is the Cell.
Yeah, and that's very good.
Yep. And then what's he got at 07?
He's not at 07. 08, he has an unsanctioned match against Chris Jericho.
Which is great.
It's great. And then, but he does have a blemish, which is 09 Breaking Point with Triple H against Legacy.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
That sucks. So
but that's about it. The rest is all great, pretty much, or really good to great.
Yeah, and he's not a guy who has a lot of blemishes. Like, you know, on the other months, I'm sure some people would disagree with that. But I found when we've gone through this, it's very rare that we find him with like a one-star match, which is what I think that Legacy match is.
Right.
But okay. I'm happy number to blame that on Triple H. Sure. Yes.
All right. Why don't you tell us about Seth Rollins?
So normally we get to Seth Rollins and, you know, he's always the like, oh, we're going to talk about Seth Rollins. But I think in this this month, he's got a pretty good case.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. So his first match is in 2013. He teams with Reigns against the Primetime Players. Good tag match. 14, he's got a great match with Cena. Oh, excuse me, 15, not 14. 15, he's got a great match with Cena, which I really like. 15, also a very good match with Sting. At 17, he fights The Bar with Dean Ambrose in a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
At 18, he's got a classic at Hell in a Cell with he's teaming with Ambrose against Ziggler and McIntyre.
Yes, yeah, that's a great match.
That's awesome. Then at 19, he's teaming with who's he teaming with? Oh, he teams with Braun against Ziggler and Rude, which is okay. It's good. And then he's got a good match with Braun later in the night at 19. It's actually a pretty good resume.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good one. I like the Sting match a lot. That tag with Drew was really good. Yeah, I mean, I think he's up there for sure. So I
wouldn't sleep on that Cena match either. Like,
that's really good too. Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as their SummerSlam match better. But yeah, and he's not at 14 because he defeats Roman Reigns by forfeit because Roman is hurt.
All right. Let's put him like top five-ish for now.
Yeah, like I think he's got an interesting case here.
All right, let's hit another legend here in Steve Austin. So in 96, he's got the really funny interview with Brian Pillman and Owen Hart. Yep. Put the S in front of Hitman. 1997, he's injured, but he comes out as part of that tag title four-way, right? Cleans house. 98, he's in there with Taker and Kane. Breakdown, kind of meh.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. 99, he's the referee and the six-pack.
Yeah.
2000, is that the fight with Rikishi? Or is that No Mercy?
No, it's No Mercy. He's not back.
This is where he comes back. This is the work. He comes out, doesn't he?
Yes, I believe you're right.
All right. And then 01, he fights Kurt. So, I mean, that's a good match, but
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
But there doesn't seem to be very much volume here.
No, not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the Kurt match is his best. Yeah.
I don't know. He probably goes near the bottom.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. Can't believe
that to him. All right. Tell me about AJ.
AJ's got an interesting, like, he's one of the ones that I wasn't going to include, but then everything's really good. 16, he fights in 2016. He wins the championship from Dean Ambrose.
That's right. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I have that nearing 4 stars. He's not at 17. At 18, he has a really great match with Samoa Joe. I think it's the best of that series.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2020, which you don't count, but he's got a great ladder match with Jeff Hardy and Sami Zayn. So it's only 3 matches, but I have 2 of them cracking 4 stars and 1 of them almost cracking. So.
All right. So, I mean, ahead of Austin.
Yeah. Maybe put him in the middle for now. We'll see kind of how everybody else kind of.
Okay. All right. Randy Orton. So 03, he's got the Shawn match.
Yep.
04, he's got the Triple H title match, right?
Here's the problem is it's a good match.
Yeah.
But the booking is just so terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
05.
Not at 05.
Okay, nothing. 06. He's in this. What's he get at 06?
Fights Carlito.
Oh, that's right.
It's good.
All right, take it from there.
At 07, he's got the sprint with Cena. It's like 7 minutes long, but I think it's like one of their best matches together.
Right.
He's not at 08. 09, he's got a terrible match with Cena. It's a submission match.
Yes.
In 2010, he's in a six-pack challenge, which is fine. 2011, I think it's a kind of sneaky great match where Mark Henry wins the world title, which I really like. 2012, he's got a good match with Dolph. 2013, a very good match with Bryan. 2014, a really good match with Chris Jericho. It's that year they just kind of threw them together, but it worked. Then 2018, he's got the Hell in the Cell with Jeff Hardy. Which that's the screwdriver in the ear match. 2019, really subpar match with Kofi Kingston. And then 2020, he's got an ambulance match with Drew, which is okay.
The Hardy match is good. I like the screwdriver in the ear.
Yeah, great visual. So I like that. I really like the Cena, the quick Cena match, and I really like the Henry match. But
not much else.
No, and the Cena match at 09 is really bad. So, I mean, he's got more volume than Styles. I maybe put him ahead of Styles, but not much.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Neither really capture the imagination.
No.
All right, what are we going on with Charlotte?
So Charlotte makes the list or makes warrants consideration from the perspective of she's got a really great match with Becky Lynch in 2018. Yep. I have that match at 4.25. Like, I think it's a great match. So that's what kind of gets her in consideration. And then in 2019, she's got a good match with Bayley. That's it.
I mean, the Becky match, is that better than Ethan Orton has?
Yeah, I have the Becky match is better than anything Orton has. So I think it might be interesting to put her ahead of Orton.
I think so. Because she doesn't have that. Other
below character. Seth, because Seth's got.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's it, right? Below Seth, though.
All right. Rob Van Dam. So 01, he fights. Is that Jericho?
Yeah. And I really like it. It's yeah. really good. Yeah, I like it a lot.
02, he's got the disappointing match with Triple H.
Yeah.
03. Who's he got at 03?
It's triple threat match with Jericho and
Christian.
Yes. And it's that's really disappointing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a bad match with right. those guys. It shouldn't be bad, right?
And then he's not at 04, right?
He doesn't come back till 13 where he fights Del Rio in a good match.
Right. Right. Okay. So
probably below Austin.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the angle match.
Yeah. And Austin's always involved.
Right. Okay. Involved. All right. Speaking of angle, we have Kurt. We have Kurt. So 2000. Yeah. Unforgiven 2000. Why am I drawing a blank?
Because it's. Oh, God, it's disappointing. That's why you're drawing a blank.
Yeah. What the hell is it?
It's one of his most famous storylines.
Oh, Triple H. I'm thinking yeah, Triple H about Benoit. That was the next month. Yeah. Yeah.
I keep getting those mixed up too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the end of the Stephanie stuff. Stephanie turns on Kurt and stays with Triple H. Yeah. That's disappointing. 01, he's got the match with Austin that we just talked about.
Yep.
02, got the great match with Benoit at Unforgiven. 03, he is not there, right? Because he's on SmackDown. Nope. 04, yep. He's on SmackDown still.
Yeah.
05, is that Cena?
Yeah, and it's very good.
Yep, and that's it, right?
That's it.
So I think he's above Austin for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if he goes ahead of Styles.
Well, like, so he's got Austin and Cena, which are both very good. Is that better than AJ's matches?
I think Austin is the best.
Oh, and he's got the bad one match too.
Oh, yeah, okay, put him ahead of Austin.
How about ahead of, you mean AJ?
Oh, yes, excuse me. And I'd probably put him ahead of Orton, too, then.
How about Charlotte? Because he's got two.
Yeah, I'd say put him ahead of Charlotte because I think the Austin match is comparable. And the moment there is incredible.
Iconic, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. Okay, so Ambrose, his first match is in 2013 against Dolph. It's a little disappointing. Then he's got another disappointing match at 15 where he teams with Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho against the Wyatt family. So again, these are just a bit subpar so far. But then he's got the match with Styles where he loses the title. At 17, he's got the match with Rollins against the Bar, which is like nearly great. And then he's in that Hell in a Cell with Rollins against Ziggler and McIntyre.
Right.
So it's like it feels like a poor man Seth.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the Sting and Cena match stuff.
That's it. Now, does that get him ahead of Angle?
Well, it depends in your mind what put Rollins above of Angle. Was it the Sting and Cena matches or the other
stuff? Yeah, and volume.
Yeah.
And not having anything bad, right? So he's got like the great stuff, but then not having anything bad. Whereas Ambrose has a couple of disappointing things with Dolph and the Wyatts.
Right.
So I think we below Angle, maybe ahead of Charlotte.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I think you want to give Charlotte credit for that match with Becky, but that tag match is really spectacular and all four guys are great in it. So,
all right, Hunter Hearst Helmsley,
our boy.
So he is not in September 95 or 96.
No.
97?
No, he's not there either.
Right, he's not there either. Yeah. 98, he's hurt, right?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah, 99, he's in the six-pack.
Yeah, and that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, that's all right. 2000, he's got we talked about it, the kind of disappointing match with Angle.
Yeah.
2001, he's hurt. 02, he's got the stupid match with RVD.
Yeah.
03, he's got the Fat Pants match with Goldberg.
Yeah.
Loses the title. 04, he's got the match with Orton. 05.
He's not there.
He's not there, right.
Yeah.
Still out. 06, he's got the cell.
Yeah, which is good.
Yep. Anything else from there?
After 06? So 07, he's got Carlito. He just destroys. 08, he's in a scramble, but I found all of those scrambles just a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're all good. 09, he's got the legacy match with Sean.
Yep, which sucks.
And then in 11, he beats CM Punk.
Oh, that's right. God. Yeah. All right. So, I think he's at the bottom right
now. Yep, I think he's last.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck him.
All right. Sheamus.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. All right. So 2010, he's in a six pack, which is good. Good six pack. 2012, good match with Del Rio. 2014, really great match with Cesaro. Like, I think this was during their whole little sequence before they started teaming. But I think this was their best match together. I have it 4.25. And then in 17, him and Cesaro are teaming against Rollins and Ambrose in a 3.75 star match. Probably similar to an AJ.
Yeah, you think better or worse?
I think he has the best single match, but AJ, I think AJ's stuff means more.
Mm.
So maybe just below AJ.
All right, you want to hit Cesaro too while we're here?
So Cesaro, his first match is in 2012 against Zack Ryder. Not very good. But then the Sheamus match we just talked about, and then the bar against Rollins and Ambrose. Okay. So he's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got to be below Sheamus. Maybe we just put him with Sheamus.
I think it's fine. Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Henry.
No, we know. You know, we never say anything bad about Mark Henry on this podcast.
He is
Mark. He's so good. You want to take Henry?
I could do some. So let's see. He shows up in 96 where he fights Jerry Lawler.
Not good.
Nope. Anything before, I don't know, 99? Is that when he shows up next?
Yeah, he fights D'Lo Brown.
Yeah, it's kind of blah.
Yeah, it's not very good. Then we don't see him again until 09, where he's with MVP against Jericho. It's good. 2010, he's in a tag team gauntlet, which is, but I mean, I wanted to include him for the match with Orton, where he wins the world title, which I really like. And in 14, I think he's got a really good match with Rusev. Okay. It's when Rusev was going through all the big guys, but I thought Mark Henry and him had some really interesting chemistry.
So above Triple H?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Tell me about Drew McIntyre.
Drew, it's all on that tag match we keep talking about, 2018. And he's got the good match with Orton at 2020 that you don't want to count. But he's one quarter of that match. And I'm not trying to shit on him for that. But it's like, how high can that get him when he's only got one other thing that's not spectacular?
So is he better than Cesaro and Sheamus?
No, because Cesaro and Sheamus, I feel, bring it with the bar stuff.
All right. Below Austin, then, because Austin's got the match with Angle you like a lot.
Yeah, and then maybe above RVD.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Are you not as high on that Angle match?
No, I like it. I like the SummerSlam month so much.
I like it more. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd probably be like 4, 4.25. I just haven't watched it in a while.
Okay. Yeah, and that moment, like, with the timing, like... in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, all that is great. All right, Dolph Ziggler.
All right, so Dolph shows up first in 2010. Good match with Kofi. He's in a four-way in 2011, which is kind of subpar. Good match with Orton at 12. Disappointing with Ambrose at 13. Good match with The Miz at 14. We're back to like him fighting The Miz all the time. Disappointing. Everything is like a good match, then a disappointing match. Disappointing with Rusev. Okay with The Miz again in 16. And then at 18, he's got the, he's in that Hell in a Cell. And then he fights Seth and Braun with Bobby Roode at 19.
All right. So where is he with Drew? Because he's got that match, but then he's got a bunch more.
Yeah, he should probably. But the flip side is that he's got a bunch of disappointing matches.
Right.
Right. Like he's got a bunch more, but he doesn't have any like. He doesn't have anything else that jumps up. So, I mean, you could probably put him one ahead of Drew just in terms of volume. But I don't think he can go much higher because everything just kind of washes, I find.
Okay. All right. John Cena.
And
so I don't think he's at 03, right?
No.
Okay. So Unforgiven 04, he would have been on SmackDown, right? So not there. Yep. 05, he's got the angle match.
Yep.
06, he's got the Great Edge TLC. That's a classic. 07, Orton.
Yep, which I is the sprint, right. Which I really like.
Is he at 08?
No.
Okay. 09?
Terrible match with Orton.
That's right. Ugh.
Yeah. So, it's going to be that, right?
Yeah, is that it for him?
No, 10, he's at the six-pack, which is fine. 11, disappointing match with Del Rio. 12, great match with Punk, but they always had great matches. He's not at 13. At 15, he's got
Rollins, right?
Rollins, which is great. At 14, he's got the lesser match with Brock,
mm-hmm.
which is still good. And at 17, he's got the match with Reigns, which I think is very good.
All right, so he's got a pretty good resume when you factor in the Edge match. What do you have versus Kurt?
Probably ahead. I think he's ahead of Kurt, ahead of Seth. I think the conversation is him and Sean.
And Sean's got one shit match. Cena have two or one?
He's got he's got one shit, but then he's got like so Cena like is in good matches, whereas it seems like Sean makes the matches better.
Yeah, I think right below Sean makes sense.
Yeah. Although Cena has one more great match than Sean.
Right.
But I don't know. Like I like that Sean has like a 3.5-star match against Kane.
Yeah.
You know, and a match against Masters and.
Yeah, I'm fine with him being ahead of him.
Okay.
All right. Tell me about Punk.
Oh, man. Most consistent guy ever. But this is not a great match in a month for him. They just did not care about him in September. So in 07, his first appearance in September, he fights Elijah Burke.
Mm-hmm.
In a fine, it's fine, it's good. Then we don't see him till 09, where he fights The Undertaker in one of his few terrible matches.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah, but again, it's a lot of it's booking, a lot of it's Undertaker, but I mean, Punk's got to have some fault too. Then in 2010, he fights The Big Show, but it's okay, it's one of the better matches they have together. 2011, it's the Triple H bullshit. 2012, great match with Cena. And then 2013, he fights Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman.
Oh, God. All right. Where is he versus AJ, you think?
Versus AJ? He's lower than AJ. This is his
Cesaro?
Lower.
Austin?
Lower.
Ziggler and McIntyre?
Maybe lower.
This is higher than RVD.
Yeah, I think so. It's just that Undertaker match is so bad, and he just doesn't have, like, when you look at him in every other month, like, if he had the Undertaker match, it'd be fine because he's got so much to balance it. But, I mean, he's got the Triple H match is not good, right? And then Axel Heyman, it's just, yeah.
No one's higher than RVD is the correct answer. All right, Matt Hardy. So, 99, was there some kind of turmoil? Guessing
there's always turmoil, but no, I don't think he fought in 99. He did not fight in 99.
2000, they fight Edge and Christian, right? Oh, no. Is that the Conquistadors one? Which one's that?
I don't think it's... I don't think that's in 2000.
Okay. 01? Nothing.
Matt Hardy in 01. He's in a tag team elimination match, which is good.
Okay. Oof. Jeez, what else does he have from there? Once he fights Zach Gowen, is that 03?
That's not.
Oh, that's No Mercy. That's No Mercy.
No Mercy.
His
next appearance is in 05, where he fights Edge in the cage. And right, I think that awesome. Match is great. Yeah, yeah, I love that match. 07, he fights Deuce and Domino. Is he teamed with Jeff there? I think he is. Yeah.
No, anyway. What year is that? 06?
07.
No, so, is that with MVP?
Yes, you're right. It is with MVP. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in 08, he's in the ECW Scramble, which is not great. So, it's all in the strength of that cage match.
Right. So how do you have that versus Austin Angle?
I think Austin Angle is a better match.
How about the Ziggler McIntyre?
I think that match is better too, but Matt Hardy has seems to have more volume than I could see Matt Hardy ahead of them based on volume.
Okay. I think that's fine. All right. What's Reigns got going on?
Roman Reigns. Okay. So again, not a great month for him. Except one glaring. So I wasn't going to include him, and then there was like one glaring omission that I felt I needed to put on. So 13 is with Rollins against the Primetime Players. It's good. 15, disappointing match with Jericho and Ambrose against the Wyatt family.
Mm-hmm.
Then 17, very good match with Cena. 18, boring match with Braun. 19, boring match with Rowan. But 2020. Fucking great match with Jey Uso.
Right.
It's not the Hell in the Cell, which I think is better, but I love that match. Like when I realized that I had omitted it, it was like, oh my God, like this is one of the greatest modern matches, you know? So I think it warrants some, I think that alone kind of like pushes him into the Austin category. We just got to see like what we do with the bad.
Yeah.
Because the bad is just boring. Like, nothing's really bad. It's just kind of,
You could also subtract the 2020 piece. I know it's a great match, but, yeah.
But it's legitimately great. Like, it's...
I know. It's one of the few that stands out, even in that setting.
Well, that's it. And, like, I'd be much more inclined to say, like, well, if something's bad in 2020, let's just not count it. But if something's legit great... Like, it's actually fighting against even more obstacles, right?
Right. All right, you want to put him ahead of Austin or below?
Well, what do we want to do with the bad? Like, the bad is boring, and he's got the Cena match, which is very good.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe one ahead of Austin based on that match?
It feels like he should be ahead of Cesaro and Sheamus, too.
Not Styles, because Styles doesn't have anything bad.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anything as good as the Uso match and the Cena match, right?
And neither does... Well, no, Styles has stuff that's as good as the Cena match, I think.
Okay.
I would say all of Styles' stuff is as good as the Cena match.
All right, then let's put him below Styles.
All right, why don't you tell us what Mankind was up to in September?
Sure, I can do that. So 96, he's got the awesome match to Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
97, he's... Is he there as dude or no with the tag? No.
No, he's not there.
Right, he's not there yet. 98, that's Shamrock.
And Rock,
right? That's awesome. 99, that's not Val, right? That's the next month.
It's a six-pack.
Oh, that's right, he's in the six-pack.
Yeah.
And then, is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, he's got a good case.
Yeah, I'm not as... I like the triple threat cage.
Right.
I'm at 3.5 on it kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's right. But 3.5, 3.75, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, but he's got the Shawn match, which is great.
Yeah.
And the, yeah, he's up there. I think he's above Kurt for me.
Yeah, above Kurt, below Seth.
Yeah, I guess Seth has more.
And Seth has a couple of really great things. So,
yeah,
I don't think anything's as good as the Mankind. I think Shawn Mankind is the best September match ever.
Right.
But the dip is pretty vast after that for
right.
Mankind.
Okay, who's next? Becky Lynch.
Whoa. So Becky, Becky Lynch.
She's got the Charlotte match, right?
She's got the Charlotte match at 18. But we can go back even further. At 16, she's got a six-pack match for the first mm-hmm. SmackDown Women's Championship, and that match is actually very good. And then at 19, she's got a really very, very good match with Sasha Banks.
Okay, so she's up there.
Ahead of Charlotte, for yep. sure.
Ahead of Ambrose?
Yes, I think so.
Kurt?
Kurt. I think Kurt probably has her beat.
Okay.
Barely.
All right. So Chris Jericho, 99 and 2000 is both X-Pac, right?
Yeah. And one of them's not good, and the other one's very good.
Right. 01, he's got the RVD match.
Yep.
02, is he not at 02?
He fights Flair.
Oh, that's right, and that's okay.
Yeah. Disappointing triple A threat at 03.
Right.
Fights Christian at 04.
And that's kind of disappointing, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad or anything, but...
Yeah.
At 08, he's in the scramble. He gets yep. inserted. He's what takes Punk's place. But he's also got the Shawn Michaels match.
Right, which is great.
In 08. Yeah. In 09, with the Big Show fights, Henry and MVP. 2010, he in the six-pack challenge. Then 2014, very good match with Orton. And then he's in the disappointing Wyatt six-man at 15.
All right, so what do you have him versus Orton?
They're very similar.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any of the real bad as Orton does.
Right. How about Charlotte?
Charlotte's got that match with Becky, but only two matches. Whereas Jericho's got RVD and the HBK, so maybe ahead of Charlotte.
Ahead of Dean?
Dean's got that tag match, and then the bar stuff and Styles.
Okay.
Below Dean, ahead of Charlotte?
Yeah, that's good. All right, Jeff, so what do we say for the Hardys? They had that elimination match in 2000?
No, Edge and Christian at 2000.
Right.
Which is very good. Elimination at 01.
Yep.
And then he disappears for a while. In 06, he fights Johnny Nitro, but a very good match.
Yep.
He's in a good scramble match at 08, but something we didn't count for Triple H, which we should have, I guess, but I don't think it bumps him up. I think he and Triple H have a great one-on-one match at 08.
Yes.
It's the one which Hardy loses, which kind of sucks.
It's kind of like his breakthrough, though.
Yeah, and it's good. Like, it's great. And then you got the Orton Hell in a Cell at 18, mm-hmm. and then 2020 ladder match with Zayn and AJ.
All right. I mean, he's a pretty good resume.
Yeah, he always does. He's another one of those guys that's just consistently good.
Did you have him above Matt?
Hmm.
He doesn't have the cage.
No. I would say the Triple H match is close.
Yeah.
But he does have more volume and is more important. He's got to go ahead of Matt, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he goes ahead of Austin, though.
No, that's probably fair.
Yeah.
All right. Edge. So,
98.
Oh, he's got Blackman? No, Owen. Is that Owen?
Owen, yeah. It's Owen.
That's okay. 99.
Edge and Christian fight the Outlaws.
Yeah.
It's good.
2000 is a good match of the Hardys.
Yeah.
01, he fights Christian.
Disappointing.
Yep.
02, Eddie,
which is very good.
Found it a bit disappointing, that one.
Yeah, I like it. When's he back for 05?
05. Cage match.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
06, the match with, awesome match with Cena.
Yeah. And then we don't see him again till 2010, and he's in a six pack.
Right. So, I mean, he's got the Cena match and the Hardy match. So yeah. How do you compare him to AJ?
AJ, I would have him ahead of AJ on those matches. Okay. I think he goes ahead of AJ.
Orton?
He probably goes ahead of Orton because he doesn't have anything as bad as Orton. I think the Becky match is better than either of those matches for okay. Charlotte, but Charlotte only has one other match, so I'm happy to put him ahead of Charlotte.
How about Jericho?
I
feel like his best stuff is better than Jericho's, the top stuff.
Well, it's better. The RVD match is. What about the HBK unsanctioned match?
Mm.
That's close. But then Edge has two, so let's put him ahead of Jericho.
Ambrose?
Ambrose got the bar. Put him ahead of Ambrose.
Yep. Becky?
Just ahead of Becky.
Kurt?
I think below Kurt.
Okay. All right, not bad showing.
Kurt, for me, 0-1. Yeah, it's just that Triple H match, which is not great, but... Again, that's Triple H.
All right, last one is The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
So, 05, I mean, 05, 95. I don't think he's at 95,
He's not
right?
there. No. It's typical. This is such typical Undertaker.
All right, 96, he's not at.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, he fights
Goldust
again, the final finale of the trio.
Yeah.
God, 97, he's got the great match with Shawn, 98, yep. The three-way with Austin and Kane that you love.
Yeah. I don't love. I have it at 3 stars.
99, he's not there. He's hurt.
Yeah.
2000, he's in the main event, right?
At a four-way.
Yeah, with Kane, Benoit, and Rock.
It's disappointing. 01,
he's got the chronic match.
Yep.
02, he's got the really good brawl with Brock.
Yeah.
What's next for him?
We don't see him again until 07.
Right.
He's got a bad match of Mark Henry.
Yeah, that's right.
And 09, a bad match with Punk. And then 2010, he's got a match with Kane in 2010.
So what's he got? Nothing.
Nothing. Well, he's got the match with Shawn. Now that's what quality. He's the last place.
He's better than Triple H, isn't he?
No, because Triple H has at least Triple H has the Jeff Hardy match.
Yeah.
But I like the Shawn match better. But look, Undertaker, Triple H has bad stuff, but Undertaker's got Goldust, he's got Chronic, he's got Henry, yeah, Punk.
Right. Okay. All right, that's it. We did it.
I think this looks fair.
Yeah, I think so. So is this our first repeat winner?
It is.
Yeah.
It's gonna be everybody's favorite too.
There was no way around it really, right? Unless Seth was number one, it would have been the only way.
Yeah, but I just don't think the resume is there.
No, because Cena's already won one and Mankind won one, right?
Yeah, and if did Kurt win one? No, Kurt hasn't won one. I feel like if we were assholes, we could have really pushed for Seth.
Right.
But
well, let's see, Cena won January, Reigns won February, Hogan won March, Shawn won April.
Yeah.
Styles in May, Mankind June, Punk July, Brock August.
Yeah, so no Kurt.
Yeah, I would have to pick Rollins or Kurt, but
yeah, or Edge.
I have enough.
I make a case for Edge maybe, but here's the problem is that because the gulf in terms of the great matches is so vast, right? Like Mankind Shawn is really the only all-timer for me. Like, I love that tag match. That's probably the second best match, but
right.
it's not even close, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, should we take it from 25?
Let's do it.
Hey, best workers in September. Number 25, The Undertaker.
24, Triple H.
Mark Henry.
22, Rob Van Dam.
21, CM Punk. Low for him.
Yeah, it is. 20, Drew McIntyre.
19, Dolph Ziggler.
18, Matt Hardy.
In Jeff Hardy.
16, Stone Cold, Steve Austin.
15, Cesaro.
14, Sheamus.
13, Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns.
12, AJ Styles.
11, Randy Orton.
10, Charlotte Flair.
Number 9, Chris Jericho.
Number 8, Dean Ambrose.
Becky Lynch. Bit of an upset there, I think.
Yeah, it's high for her. Yeah. 6, Edge.
5, Kurt Angle.
4, Mankind.
3, Seth Rollins.
2, John Cena.
And the number one worker of September, and the first two-time winner on this show, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Naturally. Looking at April, too, like, we would have had to pick Triple H or Cactus. Or no, because Mankind was. Yeah, it would have been Triple H. Which...
June, in the end, June was, I want to say June was a little bit contentious.
Yeah.
Right? Mankind. Like, oh, Angle could have won June.
Right.
Angle could have won June, and Mankind could have won April.
All right. That'll do it. Check out everything we have to offer here on the North South Connection Podcast Network. Shows dropping each and every day. NorthSouthConnection.podbean.com. Subscribe on any podcatcher app and leave us a rating and review. We love doing all these shows. They're a ton of fun. Present to you. We love the feedback as well that you guys all constantly bring. We appreciate it. It's what keeps us going. So for Aaron, I'm JT. The Dookie has been dropped. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Everyone take care.
Bye.